his book, The Prayer of Jabez. So who was Jabez? This is a story about a righteous man who prayed to God, and God answered his prayer. His prayer can be found in the book of 1 Chronicles. It's book between 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. The book of Chronicles is essentially Israel's origin story. The book written after Babylon exit, with one purpose, not just providing the history, but the book centered around two themes. One is the hope in the coming of the Messianic King, and second, the hope for a new temple for worship in Jerusalem. We don't know the author of Chronicles. It's unknown. However, the book was written straight after the exile, after they came back from Babylon. When you read Chronicle, it will feel like you are reading some same stuff over and over again, especially from Samuel, Book of Samuel and Book of Kings. Feels like a repetition. Oh, I already read that. And also, not to mention, the first part of the book covers the Jewish genealogy, starting from the descendant of Adam, Noah, all the way to the 12 tribes of Israel. Interestingly, Chronicles 1 start with Adam, and 2 Chronicles finish with a decree from King Cyrus, allowing the people of Israel to return to Jerusalem to build a temple, where Ezra will start that mission. This book gives hope to Israel as they return from exile and give them a hope for future. We will start, if you have your Chronicles, you can open up. We will start with chapter 1. I need your help to read the 500 names. This section will take the first 200. This section, the next 200. Can somebody tell me honestly you enjoy reading those genealogy? We don't, right? You would really struggle with it. Some of the names, I thought my name is difficult, but then you go into Chronicles, you will find some names are difficult. Anyway, who is Jabez? What's so special about him? The word Jabez only appeared twice in the Bible, both times in the book of Chronicles, Chronicles 1. First time it was mentioned in the context of a town, 1 Chronicles 2, 55, and the families of the scribes which dwelt of Jabez at Thrithites, Shemaitites, Sisaritites, are the Kenitites that came from Haman, the father of house of Rechab. That's just one small tongue twister of a verse in that whole book. But if you go through other genealogy, you'll find good practice for your tongue. Second time, it was mentioned in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 to 10. There was a man named Jabez, who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth has been so painful. He was the one who prayed to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me, expand my territory, please be with me in all that I do, and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted his request. This is the only little mention about Jabez. Apart from this little verse, there is no other reference of Jabez in the Bible. So, who was he? Why the author, inspired by the Holy Spirit, written about Jabez in the middle of a long list of genealogy names? Was he an interesting character? Was he charismatic like other Bible leaders in the Bible, like Abraham, Moses, David, Elijah, Joseph? We don't really know, because there's very little information. Here's what we know about him from what was described. He was more honorable than his brothers, meaning he was a good character. He was a respected man. He probably had good morals, and he probably lived his life with integrity, and he was a believer in God of Israel. In the biblical times, the names carries meaning. They're quite significant. It's more than your identity. It can be a reflection on your character, circumstance, your faith, your life destiny. To give some example, Adam means earth or ground. Noah means rest. Isaac means laughter. Do you know the meaning of your name? I know my name, but I won't share it here today. I can share after the service, anyone interested. We know from the text that his mom named him Jabez. In Hebrew, Jabez means pain. In context, he will cause pain, or he will cause pain. I have no doubt every childbirth is painful. In fact, medical experts say that giving birth is one of the most intense and painful physical experiences a mother can go through. We see this as an evidence in Genesis 3:16. But God said to the woman, "You will bear children in intense pain and suffering." And for that, we are grateful to our mothers. We thank them. Unclear why Jabez's mother named him Jabez. Unclear. I'm glad my mother never named me Pain, even though I was a big pain growing up. The text simply said the birth has been so painful. Unclear whether there was any complexities with the mother's pregnancy or childbirth. We will not know for sure. But what we know is Jabez grew up with that name. Imagine people calling, "Here comes the pain. Pain, go away. I'm not playing with you, pain, today." That's horrible for a young man. But that's what his name was. Jabez refused to let painful beginning to define his life. And his name defined who he was. He believed in God of his ancestors, God of Israel, who rescued his people from Egypt, from slavery, and set foot in the promised land. Now we know some information about Jabez, who he was. Now let's look at his amazing prayer. The prayer itself, I have it in two translations or rhythm. "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." That is the little prayer that was put right in the smack middle of all the genealogy names. If we look at this prayer is a small paragraph, really, but it consists of four parts. Let's break it down. Bless me. The definition of bless or blessed can mean consecrate, set apart. Bless yourself, like the holy sign. Praise God, bless his name. We sang this morning, blessed be his name. To approve of happiness, he's a blessed man. These are some of the definitions of bless. The word to bless in biblical terms means to ask, to impart supernatural favor. Jabez prays to God, "Oh, that you would bless me." Bruce Wilkinson in his book says that when we ask God for a blessing, we are not asking for more of what we could get ourselves. We are crying out for wonderful, unlimited goodness that only God has power to know and give it to us. Only God knows about those blessings that he stored for us. Ephesians 3:20, "Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think." There is no limit to God's blessing. If I ask you, in 10 seconds, give me all your wishes, you probably say, "I want to be mortgage free. I want to have a great job. I want to have a six-figure salary. I want to have a Ferrari," like Herod said last week. But these are all the things that you can think and imagine. But God's words say that he can give us beyond that. You might think it's not good to ask for more. Where you are right now, you might feel you're blessed. I'm a blessed man. You're a blessed man. You're a blessed people of God. You might think, oh, it's not good to ask for more. But God can and ready to give you more. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. I can honestly sit here and say that when I came into this country, I didn't think I'll be here for this long and I'll be sustained for this long. But God gave everything. One aspect of this request from Jabez, or that you would bless me. Note that Jabez left it entirely to God to decide what blessing would be, where, when, and how Jabez would receive them. This is a total trust in God. Abba, our Father, to bless us as the way He sees us. This is not about our wants and needs, but it's entirely trusting God, God's will, His purpose, and His blessing in our life. You are suddenly, when you say this prayer, you're suddenly aligned with what God has thought for you. You're not asking Him, give me a PlayStation 5, or give me this, give me that. You're asking God to bless you. Instead of asking random material things, a position, a fame, or talent, now you're asking your Father to bless you with every blessing that only He knows and He has for you and me. They are different. But His blessing, the great thing about His blessing is it will bring only glory to Him. The importance of asking, Jared already covered this 2 weeks back, but Matthew 7:7, Lord Jesus said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Are you asking earnestly? Are you asking daily? James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. One of the things about my kids, Leo, he can pester me, are we playing now? Are we playing now? Until I give surrender to it. That's how kids ask. They are persistent. Anyone been there? They just don't take no for an answer. And that's how we should be too. When we go to our Father in heaven, we should ask relentlessly, ask constantly, ask for His abundant blessing that overflows. Our God, Jehovah Jireh, He will provide. Genesis 2:22-14. How many of you believe God will provide, whatever it may be? I believe that 100%. Next section, expand my territory. When you read this text, immediately you think, oh, we're talking about real estate, bigger house, bigger property. That's not it. This is just not about real estate or ground. It's more than that. Pastor Bruce calls this living large for God, where you ask God to enlarge your life so you can make greater impact for Him. It's about expanding your service to God and doing more for His glory. Expand my territory. Give me more responsibilities. Increase my influence. It's more than physical property. It's about doing more for His kingdom. It's a mindset shift that with God, you can do more. Bruce simply puts it, everything you have put under my care, O Lord, take it and enlarge it. If you are a business owner here, it is not wrong for you to ask for God for more business, to grow your business, to enlarge it. Go on, ask. Your God will be delighted to only bless you. Your prayer should reflect, God, use me for bigger purpose, bigger opportunities, bigger influence to touch people's life for your glory, for your kingdom. When I read this text, personally, I'm challenged by this. Expand my territory. Nobody goes around and asks, give me more work to do. Give me more responsibility. You don't go to your boss and say, can I do anything more? You don't do that naturally. Same way, mom, can I do more chores? Not going to happen. Same way, man here, do you ask your wife, what more can I do for you today? Not going to happen. It doesn't come naturally. But this is the area God is working in me too. If somebody asked me to preach again next week, I would be like, You know, but God works in all of us in the same way. We should learn to trust God that He will not give you more than you can handle. We sang this morning, not by might, nor by power, but by Spirit, says the Lord of the hosts, Zechariah 4:6. Bruce says, my willingness and my weakness, plus God's will and supernatural power, is equal to expand my territory. Next section, be in all that I do. This is a complete trust and dependency on God. From the moment you put your feet on the ground, when you wake up, you are completely dependent on God and everything you do. Complete submission. Asking God's presence in your life, His continual presence, guidance and power to sustain us in that expanded territory. When you cannot bring God into little activities, you will struggle to bring God into bigger activities. So start involving God into everything. One of my favorite psalms, Psalm 121. I look up the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. This is one way to commit to your Lord. Trust Him. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you the right path to take. Maria already covered about how we are covered by the grace of God. Every time we face a challenge, a trial, we have Jesus with us. Sometimes God doesn't remove it, but He will help you to go through it. He will help you to overcome it. He will carry you through it. And He will help you to grow in faith with Him. And lastly, the last section of this prayer. Keep me from trouble and pain. Boy, I really want this one. Asking for protection from evil and suffering. So that Jabez was asking this so that he will not live under the shadow of the pain associated with his name, or could be something else too. But we want the same. We want to live under God's protection. God's protection is almost like wireless. You can't see it, but you can connect to it. You believe that He's protecting you all times. I believe that. I believe there are times in my life that only He sustained me, kept me. Even though I don't realize it, He saved me. Jesus literally laid down His life for you and me. Wouldn't He protect you and me? He would. Psalm 34:4. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He took away all my fears. With every challenge that we face on our daily life, some are easy to handle, others are weigh us down, or even they hurt us. For these times like this, we ask for God's mighty protection. I'm certain, I'm 100% certain that God who saved us, who gave us salvation, will continue to keep us from harm's way as we trust and seek Him daily. Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8. The Lord keep you from all harm and watches over you. The Lord keep watches over you as you come and go, both now and forever. That's the prayer covered. But you can see, it was only a little prayer. A small verse. There's a lot in it if you break it down. It's a mindset change, being totally dependent on God. Why this prayer endures? If you look at the Bible,
This prayer pretty much aligns a lot with the Lord's Prayer. Jabez teaches timeless truths, which is God bless those who depend on Him, those who do not hesitate to ask and allow God to honor Himself through them. Jabez didn't want to live with the pain in his name. He wanted to live under God's blessing. If you look at it, this man's prayer was important enough for God to include in the Bible, inspire the author of Chronicles to pause and add his name and add this prayer. But this is not a miracle mantra to activate God's blessing. There is no magic word for it to activate God's blessing. The only way we can do it is having a relationship with Him and have a total surrender to God and understanding that God's grace is sufficient, acknowledging that God, what Christ did for us on the cross, and stand on that victory. Because of this, we can say this prayer too. I'm not asking you to replace Lord's Prayer with this. I'm simply asking you to incorporate this prayer as you do the Lord's Prayer. Make it sincere. Make it that you are ready for His blessing, that you, Lord, that you would bless me. Get up morning and say, Lord, that you would bless me. You need to believe that God will bless you, that God can use you for His kingdom, that God can keep you from all harm, that God will be in all that you do. Herod mentioned this last week, but I want to bring it up again. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. John 15:7. Again, the timeline is on God's, not yours. You cannot say, I need it today, I need it this moment, I need it tomorrow, I need it next week. These blessings will flow based on God's terms, not yours. Jabez's story teaches us that God welcomes a sincere prayer, values a faithful character, and is able to work through His people regardless of their circumstances and difficulty and their beginnings. I have a challenge for you. I'd like you to take from today, start praying this daily, just as Jabez prayed. And just as God granted his request, I believe God will grant your request too. He will be ready to bless you. I challenge you to ask God to bless you daily. Ask God to enlarge your territory daily. Ask God to be the center in all that you do, every activity for His glory. Ask God to keep you from all pain and harm. Jabez was a righteous man, as the text mentioned in the Bible. But you too are righteous because of what Christ did on the cross. So you can come boldly to the throne of God and ask for His blessing. Repent, acknowledge God's grace, and then don't limit God. He has more blessing for you and me, more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Jabez didn't let his current situation define who he was. He was earnestly seeking God. And I believe there is an importance to this prayer because it was included in the Book of Chronicles. And it's such a simple prayer, but it covers a lot. Once again, your willingness and your weakness plus God's will and supernatural power equal to expanding your territory. Let's pray this together. If you want to stand with me and we pray this prayer together, and I'll finish up. Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. Lord, we thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy, grace, and your goodness. Thank you for being just an awesome God. Glory to your name, Lord, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We give you thanks. Amen. Thank you.